T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the Nikki Stone Show podcast.
All right, when that's done, come here. Okay. I thought Johnny was off today. Forgive me. So I said everything I needed to Connor to find out that Johnny is actually here. And I'm trying to tell Johnny that he has to come grab my tablet and forward all these emails to himself. He's going to love me. You know how to use a tablet, I hope, Johnny. And so that was not the way I wanted to start the show. I'm so confused. All right. So, Johnny, in my scent box here are ones that say to Connor. There's like 3-4 of them, I believe. So send them all to yourself. Okay. All right. Good. All right. This is the way I wanted to start the show. Fast forward. Dear Lord, what is going on in this world? Give us clarity, give us understanding, discernment, prayers for teachers and students across the United States and the families in Texas dealing with the aftermath of yesterday's tragedy. May your comfort and peace, Lord, lay over the community and this entire country as we maneuver through these days. Turn our leaders' hearts back toward you, Lord. Rid the lies, the greed, and selfishness that seems to have covered our system. Rebuke those demons. Ease our days, open our eyes, and allow us your truth. Thank you, dear Lord, for every day that you give us, for all the waking moments and chances to laugh, smile, and help others. Don't let the evilness steal our joy. In the holy name of your Son, amen. All right. Good morning, friends. I am angry. Angry that this could happen in this world. Where are the safeguards for innocent children? I know your president jumped right into the narrative of gun laws, and I've heard other people do so as well. But that is not the problem. Not the problem at all. The problem is a guy can shoot his grandmother, leave the house with weapons, and those around live under the guise of minding their own business. There had to be neighbors. There had to be somebody who heard gunshots in the neighborhood, and he left. Yes, minding your own business is a lie from the pit of hell. Where's the security and safeguards at the schools? Doors can be locked from the inside and not from, or from the inside, but, or from the outside. Like, you can't get in from the outside, but not from, and not from the inside. So if the kids need to leave the school for whatever reason, they can still get out in case of an emergency. They can have buzzers to ring people in. My parents live in a development where there's gates. Nancy Pelosi has a huge gate around her home. But they don't allot our children the same protections that they allot themselves. Check-ins. And listen, you can outlaw all the guns that you want. And again, the argument, only outlaws will then have guns. Is there a reason for these AR-15s to be on the market? I don't know. But yes, there are so many failures in this, it's almost stomach churning. Background checks are only good for people who've already got caught. You'd be hard-pressed to find a background check on an 18-year-old that came up with anything. Especially if the juvenile things come off the record. But I do understand from a gun owner or a gun shop owner that I know that when you're doing background checks and you think there's something squirrely about somebody, and I know this is a judgment call, but if you think that there's something squirrely not quite right, you don't have to sell them that gun. So when an 18-year-old comes into your store and wants to buy two AR-15s and the ammunition, you go, you scratch your head and you go, why would an 18-year-old want this? Maybe there should be more safeguards that way. I mean, you can make, but nobody wants to make that judgment call because they don't want to be the judgmental one. They don't want to be the one who stopped thinking that somebody might be innocent. Well, you know, if somebody is legally trying to do something, okay, and they're a good, upstanding human being, they're not going to mind. These things don't scare them. Of course, you have so many protections already, and there's still ways to buy them off the streets. There's still an underground market. I am having a hard time trying to figure out how this 18-year-old did walk into a store and just walk out with this stuff without a problem right after his 18th birthday. So it just, that boggles my mind. But I also, well, I guess they were all barricaded in one room. That's what made it more children than adults that got shot. But where are the adults that know that little lives are at risk, that tried to tackle him in the hallway, who didn't stand up to protect? I know it's a scary situation. I don't know what I would have done. You don't know what you would have done. Quote from the AP News story, Ramos had hinted on social media that an attack could be coming, according to the state senator, Ronald Gutierrez. All right. Hinted on social media. Nobody. How come social media can shut you down for making a political statement that they don't agree with? They could do a fact check right away on that stuff. But you can hint on social media suggesting that the kids should watch out and put a picture of the assault weapons that you just bought up. Or say that you bought assault weapons and Facebook doesn't go, or whatever social media he used doesn't go, hello, wait. Maybe we should have a SWAT team come to your house now. Because any intelligent human being would not joke about that stuff. Any intelligent person in the right state of mind would not just put something like that up on social media. That one shouldn't be necessarily covered under free speech. It should raise some flags. Or is it none of my business? Is it all none of my business? Nobody wants to blame society for problems. I would love to go back into the history of this kid and know all about him, because I'm sure we'd find some things out that might be common truth. But of course, we just jump right on that bandwagon that guns kill people and guns are the problem, and that people can get guns are the problem. Just where they want you to be. Right in that spot. All right, I know. I see my phone's ringing off the hook. We'll go to the phones before we go any further. Jim from Mountaintop. Then Joe from Plains.
First of all, and I want to congratulate you on your stance. You're making common sense.
Oh, no.
They ought to look into these red flag laws. People know when somebody's off. They know when somebody's on the verge of really going into a crisis. They should feel free to call the police, tell them this guy is dangerous, please take a look at him, have the police come out, do an intervention, have this guy talked to by a psychiatrist, evaluate him, and if the psychiatrist feels that he is a danger, not only to himself but others, they should put a 2-week hold on him and put him in an institution.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the answer. Could be a good answer, Jim. Yes, it could. Thank you for checking in. I appreciate it.
The knee-jerk response, Nick, that I'm hearing is ban all guns.
Well, the president jumped right on it, pulling heartstrings. You know, he should have pulled on heartstrings to a certain extent. But he didn't really make it about the families of the victims. He didn't make it about them. He made it more about him if you listen to that speech closely. Because he knows what it's like to lose one child, not 20 children. Or 19. Okay.
And, you know, if somebody is intent on hurting somebody, they'll find a way to do it. And I'm thinking about this one incident in the Bronx where this guy got thrown out of a bar, and he took, I'm going to use the term umbrage to that, being thrown out. And he came back, he chained the front and back door of his bar and burned the building down.
Mm-hmm.
People are nuts.
People, you know, we used to have those, the bomb scares when I was in school, and we used to do drills for a bomb scare. Where there's a will, there's going to be a way. You could try to outlaw everything. You could outlaw everything. They'll use stones. They'll figure out a way to do what they need to do.
They can't outlaw the person. And they can't outlaw the real causes, which is mental illness.
As I say, you can't legislate people into being good people, yet they try. Thank you for calling. I appreciate you.
Okay.
Bye. Let's go to Tyrone from Pittston. Hello, Tyrone.
Nikki.
Hi, honey.
Such a pleasure. It's my first time calling.
Well, it's good to hear from you.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. I apologize for the subject, but I'm a gun owner, and I have to chime in, too. You always hear when these things happen, you hear about, you know, background checks. It's impossible to get your hand on a firearm without an FBI background check. Everyone who gets a firearm legally has to go through an FBI background check. The problem is, just like the Buffalo shooter, is that there were incidents preceding the event that law enforcement had an opportunity to stop them. They failed. Time and time again, we see that when these things happen, there were incidents that should have been enough concern to grab the guns and put these people away before they harmed anybody. And I can tell you, I saw the footage. I don't know if you saw the footage on YouTube of the shooter in Buffalo. He recorded the massacre. And I saw these victims go down one by one before the security officer was able to get to him, and he died in the process. But I just kept, my heart went out to these people because they abdicated their responsibility to defend their life. I carry a semi-automatic handgun. And if I can't say it on the air, thinks he's going to walk up on me, I'm going to put him down. Because I've recognized the responsibility I have to my life, to my neighbors, to my community, to defend life. And I find it interesting that a lot of the people that are supporting, not to go off subject because there's something else I want to say, but they're supporting abortion minutes before birth, and now they're calling for a complete ban on guns to save the children's lives. I find that ironic.
Well, it's a little ironic. That is true.
Yeah.
You're right, Tyrone. It's amazing how they jump on that bandwagon but don't look at the other side of things where they don't care if children die.
One last thing I want to say, too, because I know there's other callers. You know, they're talking about the body armor. Maybe if there was an equal amount of outrage towards the Department of Justice that is labeling parents terrorists for wanting to stand up for their children's rights and their education, maybe the American people won't feel they need a need for body armor.
Right. You might have a problem there. You might have a point there, too. This is true, Tyrone. You could call more often.
Thank you, Nick.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's been a pleasure.
You have a great day. Thank you very much. All right.
This is the Nikki Stone Show podcast.
We are talking about the unfortunate tragedy that happened this just yesterday in Texas. And, you know, as they're pushing the other narrative, it's 10 days after the supermarket shooting in Buffalo. Hello, Joe from Plains. How are you today?
I'm good, Nick. How are you?
As good as I can be.
Yeah. Let me start off by saying I feel terrible for the families mm-hmm. and the kids that are involved in this. But I listened to the show this morning, and some thoughts that I had, I came up with, I wrote them down. And the people that are all up in arms about this shooting of kids, they don't care about kids. They just care about the shooting of kids, because there are probably 10 times the amount of kids dying trying to cross the border.
That's another point. I mean, the abortion issue and that's two, yes.
Yeah, if they closed the borders, then a lot of kids would still be alive.
Yeah.
But they, you know, it's just a hypocrisy that drives you crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Another thing I was thinking is, you know, you got to understand what this kid was doing every day. How was he satisfying his urges before he turned 18? And I would bet big money that you know, he had all kind of video games that were satisfying whatever killing need he had.
Was that or
but nobody's talking?
We don't know if he killed small animals either. We hasn't come out yet, because they say are signs. I don't think every kid that plays a video game, and I mean, I know it can happen and it can brainwash kids, and it depends on how vulnerable and how open conversations are with families. And, you know, we have a breakdown of families today that causes some problem. I also understand somebody texted me that this was a transgender, and now that is supposed to be so much more acceptable today. So why did he still suffer from feeling like he had to get back at somebody?
Right. I mean, there's so many things to go into it, but they go to the guns. They go to the guns first.
I have this text message too. Why is body armor sold to anyone who isn't a law enforcement officer or someone who has Act 120 training? Also, if a person is set on hurting people, they have used knives and bombs. It's a mental health issue. But I wonder how far back this mental health issue stuff goes. Not everybody who has a mental problem kills somebody either. Could it have something to do with the over-medicated society that we have, where schools just automatically, when a kid seems to have behavioral problems, well, you have to put them on an ADHD medicine or something to calm mm-hmm. them down, or and you have to read some of the side effects to some of that medicine. It's awfully scary.
And where does it all start, though? You know, in my work, I have contact with teenagers, and most of them are, you know, they just want to put the headphones on, and they're in their phone, and they're playing games. And, you know, they're not having contact with other people, and that's not healthy.
No, and in the last 2 years of not having any, having barriers up between people has made it even worse.
Yes, yes.
You know,
the last thing I wanted to bring up was, if the Democrats are so much against so much for gun control, why don't they lead by example and turn in their guns? I have a feeling that if all Democrats turned in their guns, 95% of the gun crime would disappear.
We don't know. We don't know. Hey,
it just seems that way, though.
I got you, Joe. I thank you for calling today. I really appreciate it. Have a great day. Bye-bye. My husband is a retired law enforcement, and they had to show ID before even buying department patches for his shirts and uniforms. So that's what I was wondering, too. One of the problems, I think, is that we have these police shops that anybody could go into. They could buy mace. They could buy whatever they want. And do they even keep a record of who's buying that? And shouldn't they be asked why as well? Video games do not cause violence, improperly treated ADHD, and the fact that boys are being, improperly treated, I'm not going to buy into that narrative. The fact that boys are being shunted to the side and their issues aren't being addressed does. To a certain extent, that might be, but I think we overtreat some things as well, and overtreatment might be a problem. Well, maybe we should stop minding our own business and start paying attention to what's posted a little bit on social media. Are you going to post something on social media that's going to incriminate you? That's going to make it look like you are about ready to lose your marbles? I doubt it. I absolutely doubt it. You know, that's got to raise, like, kids better watch out. That's a serious thing to say. I don't think it infringes on, they didn't care when they were red flagging stuff on Facebook when it didn't fit their political narrative, but they let stuff like that fly. And then later they go, oh yeah, well, he posted on social media. Yeah, there were some signs. Yeah, it was ignored. It's disgusting. Yeah, but people jump to the, it's time to ban the sale of assault rifles and be 21 to buy guns. Kids go and hunt, and they hunt for meat and food and stuff like that. And some families actually still rely on that type of food for their, so I don't think that moving up to 21 is necessary. I know you can't drink until you're 21, and you can't smoke now until you're 21, but I think that maybe you should learn responsible gun ownership before the age of 21. Banning the sale of assault rifles, I don't know. I'm not a collector. I am not, you know, I don't know if that's the real issue. You can ban them. They're still going to be available on the black market, period, point blank. They'll be available. Let's see what Abe was next. I'm sorry, Abe, then Luciano, Mike from Old Forge, and Mike from Peckville on hold. Hello, I'm sorry, Abe. Thanks for your patience.
I'm a book. So there.
Just said, I have no idea what you just said.
Really? Well, let me say it again. I'm a very patient man.
Oh, you are? Okay, there you go. It's to me the first time.
Well, that was what I said the first time.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Now, let me say this now, and I want to, you know, I am a member of the NRA. However, I don't own a gun. I do not own a gun, nor do I have any desire to own a gun.
But if something, danger, I hope that there's somebody with a gun near me to protect me.
Well, I live in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, on the 8th floor of an apartment building, and I don't feel a threat. However, if I live somewhere else, I might consider that. But the bottom line is that, you know, Nikki, there is such hostility in this country right now. I mean, such anger and rage and this and that. And I think it permeates and desensitizes people. I also believe they should not be showing these things. If there is a mass shooting, you don't say a word about it. You deal with it. You do it internally. You do not use it as your feed line for the next 24 hours. You don't glorify it. Because what happens that's right. Copycats, and you can see them coming, and you know why? Because they're going to get their whatever it is, 5 minutes of fame. You've got to stop showing this on TV. You've got to stop giving this out. Do I really have to know the name of the victim, a person that I've never met? Really?
It doesn't, right. I mean, people just like to be remembered, and everybody thinks, well, I think every life is important. I think everybody's important. So I kind of like to know backstories and things like that. But is it necessary? No, because it only matters really most to that family right there.
Exactly.
It's their nucleus that's been torn apart. And it's sad that things like this do happen. And you might have a point. Like, the more we... But if we don't talk about it, can't we solve it?
Well, I don't think talking about it solves it.
Well,
I mean, does it? Okay. Now, I'll say something else. I do not believe that the gun lobbyists have that much impact.
What
I think people that own guns, and that's their minds. And you know, I have a friend of mine that's a gun owner. He's addicted to buying new guns that come out.
Addicted to it.
I mean...
Are you worried he's going to shoot anybody? Are you worried he's going to, you know, go off the ledge one day?
No, I am not. Not at all. It's his hobby. It's what he enjoys doing. No, I don't have any problem with that. You think an 18-year-old watches the news feeds out there, watches MSNBC or Fox? They have no idea they even exist. That 18-year-old has no idea. Not only that, that town was only 15,000 people. I have, you know, 15,000 people. Everybody had to know everybody.
Yeah, and so somebody must have known that he was off kilter a little bit.
I would think so. I mean, and you know, when they talk about background checks, obviously today with the internet, it's a stroke of a button and you get a history. I mean, it doesn't require vetting before.
But
was
Abe, background checks are only good for the people who've already been caught. So if you were caught doing something, but there's tons of people out there who haven't been caught doing anything.
And they're going to get through. And that is a fact of nature. There are people, you know, what's the old expression? S happens. And it's going to happen.
Well,
you can reduce the output.
One thing for certain is this world is not perfect.
This is the Nikki Stone Show podcast.
All right, I cheated on my diet today because I'm going to do that fasting thing we talked to Elizabeth Kuiper about yesterday from lifepurposely.com. I'm going to do that thing. And I had to cheat today because there's Krispy Kreme donuts, and I spent months avoiding them, and they are there. So, and today's just one of those days. Stress eating, I believe. All right, my next call was from Luciano in Luzerne County, then Mike in Old Forge, Mike from Bloomsburg, and Donald from Pittston, all waiting to talk. And there should be room for you. 570.
Thank you.
8830098. You're welcome, Luciano. Good to hear from you.
Thank you for taking my call, Nikki. I'm going to go see my mother, God willing, and my family members in Texas. Now, there's a lot of gang members near that small city. This is the dirty little secret. It's not the small elephant. It's the large elephant. This gentleman was connected to gang members. They don't tell you that because he's Hispanic. There's a large Hispanic gang population in this country, and they don't speak about that. And that's absolutely false. You cannot control American citizens having guns. Like I stressed again, there's a large Hispanic gang population near San Antonio where that kid came from.
Is that in some news article that says that he is part of a gang?
He's connected. He's Spanish TV. He was affiliated, meaning he had connections to this Latin Brothers and Sisters of Soul. There's a Latin King. There's like 15 gang members in this country with over 1,000 members. It's like 250,000 gang members in this country, Nikki. I hope and pray that the American citizens will wake up, because I tell you this, the gentleman that spoke, he's like an ostrich that puts his fan, and Jesus spoke about that. They see, but they do not perceive. They hear, but they do not understand.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And next was, I believe, Mike from Old Forge. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Yep. How you doing?
Thanks for waiting. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. I'm happy. Well, sad, too.
You're very sad. I have 45 seconds.
I know. You got it. I'm making 45 seconds.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. First of all, I love Luciano and Mike from Bloomberg, two of my favorite calls, but sad day. But as a former military, as a former police, as a gun owner, I don't want to take no restriction away, but why can't they have, like, it's like a truck driver's license. You get a CDL. That don't mean you can drive hazard materials. You know what I mean? So why don't they have it somewhere, I'm saying up to 25 before an 18-year-old can walk
and
in
they
and
you,
buy
maybe they should make you take
weapons.
Some classes, too, from the place you're buying from so that they know, or there should be some kind of standardized test. That's a good idea.
Well, look, all these shootings are mostly 18, 19, 20-year-olds. If we can stop them at the guns at their hands. All right, Nikki, thanks for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you. Not a problem.
This is the Nikki Stone Show podcast.
I can't even keep up with all of the text messages, and there's so many good ones. I think I'm going to go through those text messages at the top of the hour. Sean Brennan is in the room. He has a good grasp on what's going on around the world, being that he is a professor at the University of Scranton, and he can give us a somewhat of a realistic view on the reality of this world as well, not just as Nikki cares to make it up, because I'm sure some of you think that I make up half the stuff I say, which I don't. I try to use common sense. Let's go to Mike from Bloomsburg, then Donald from Pittston, and Derek is on hold from Scranton. So I'm going to try to get through all of you. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Nikki. Since 2016, when Donald Trump came down the elevator, this country has been in almost continuous crisis, okay? It's being stirred up by politicians in the media. What is the danger? I mean, we're seeing some of these dangers in the headlines right now, but what is the real danger of being in crisis in Washington, in our government, in our country? It gives politicians the opportunity to push through things that they might not ordinarily get past the public. True. Exactly right. One of the things that has happened was the American Relief Fund, okay? And the pandemic was essentially over, but the Democrats pushed this through, and billions of dollars went unspent, and now that has turned into a political slush fund to buy votes for the November election. That's one. Mm-hmm. Number two, and my mind is slipping right now. Number two, remember a week and a half ago when there was a shooting in Buffalo?
Yes.
Joe Biden said white nationalist and white supremacy almost every other sentence. We didn't hear anything about any type of nationalism or racial supremacy yesterday, but we did hear him repeatedly invoke the name of God and the Lord, which I thought was contrary to the Democrat left.
I thought that was really odd, too. I'm like, when did he start being the religious fanatic and to be able to... what right does he have to... never mind, I'm not even going to go there. It really made me upset. Because let's just abort all the babies and get rid of all the babies. But hey, in this case, we'll quote the Bible. No problem.
That's right. And then finally, with the world the country in crisis, the most powerful weapon that the Democrat left has right now are their political narratives. They have got the younger generations to believe that the high price of oil is due to oil companies gouging. Well, let me tell you something. You remember before Ukraine was invaded by Russia, we were hearing there would be sanctions that would, Russia would have hell to pay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? The ruble is up 30% since Putin went into Russia, and that is all because of the oil prices skyrocketing. He's able to sell his oil, and he's making tons of money, and the United States government in Washington is doing everything that they can to stop any oil production, new oil production in the United States.
That makes sense.
And that is one of the contributing problems. So
you got a point.
I don't know where this is headed, but what's happening is a catastrophe. Many people are talking about a thing called the Great Reset, and I've never really looked into that.
I know, I read up more on that. I also hear the comment, the great experiment is over.
Well, you know what? It's starting to look like that. Hey, remember, was it 2 years ago when they put a new law in, voting law in Georgia, and Joe Biden called it Jim Crow on steroids?
Yeah.
Isn't that law still in effect? And didn't they just have record voter turnout?
It's insane. It's really insane, some of the things that they say. I can't even believe it. Mike, I got to get to the other calls because we're running against the news. Call me again soon, okay?
Okay, we'll talk about the Great Divider another time.
Yes, that will be another conversation. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Bye. And Donald in Pittston, can you make it quick so I can get to Derek?
Yeah, well, there you have it. Act 235. I've taken it like 28 years ago. Providing for the training and licensing of watchmen, protective patrolmen, detectives, criminal investigators, carrying, using lethal weapons, and their employment, imposing the powers and duties of the commissioner of the Pennsylvania State Police. Once you take a test, psychological test, every 5 years, costs $500 if you want to drive like a Brinks truck or carry a concealed weapon and with employment and stuff. So I think everybody should take that test. It would bring in revenue, and that guy wouldn't have been able to purchase those weapons if he, because he wouldn't have, he'd have to take that test first and find out there's something wrong with him.
You might
do a background check. Pat Toomey was all for it several years ago, and they voted it down. So I gave you the whole history on it. All right?
Yeah, testing would probably be a good idea. Hey,
PA Act 235. Look it up online when you get a break. All right?
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.